My guest at this time is James O'Keefe. He is the founder of Project Veritas. You can find them at projectveritas.com. They are the group behind the videos we've highlighted a number of times in this election season about how easy it is to get someone else's ballot without voter IDs in place. We followed James O'Keefe and his colleagues up in New Hampshire. We saw it in Minnesota, I believe North Carolina, a number of different states. And actually, in New Hampshire, new laws are in place as a result of those videos. But his latest project focuses on Organizing for America, which is an arm of the Obama campaign, specifically an office in Texas, as well as certain staffers in the Northeast, which we're going to talk about, which, according to these videos, suggest that they are more than happy to engage in voter fraud if they think it'll help them out. And James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Greg, again.
Let's start off in Texas at this office. You basically sent in a supposed voter who could not only get access to a ballot in Texas, but also in Florida, and who basically came up with the idea or offered the idea to the Obama folks that she could help out the campaign by voting in both states. What type of reaction did she get?
We sent in a videographer in to say she wanted to vote twice. She said she was registered in both Florida and Texas. She already has the absentee ballot in Texas. She just needs to go get it. And the Organizing for America director responded by saying that, she said, well, are you going to do what I think you're going to do? And she said, yeah, I want to make my vote twice. It's so important. We do everything we can. And the Obama reelection grassroots campaign director responded by saying, okay, well, if anybody asks, just say, I don't know. She goes out of the room to get her an absentee ballot application so that she can vote twice. This is not a low-level employee. This is the regional President Obama campaign reelection director in Houston, Texas.
And there were a couple different times in this conversation where your colleague kind of led this the staffer to the point of having to decide whether or not this was something the campaign could condone. And not only did they condone it, but she actually, as you mentioned a moment ago, printed out the information so she could do it.
She printed out the absentee ballot application. What she's doing, printing out Florida absentee ballot applications in the state of Texas, is interesting. In the rest of the tape, you see various Organizing for America locations give out multiple voter registration forms. But in this particular case, the director actually gave an out-of-state absentee ballot and actually encouraged her to lie, encouraged her to say that she didn't know what she was doing, when the director makes it pretty evident that she does know that it's illegal and she wants her not to get caught.
Based on what you would expect, these staffers should know that it is illegal, and it was pretty clear in this video that this director in Houston knew that what was being suggested was not legal, correct?
Yeah, there's actually two federal statutes in 42 United States Code that talks about an election official. In this case, it would be someone who's involved in the election, and we obtained FEC documents, itemized disbursements in the name of this individual named Stephanie Caballero, and she was potentially committing a felony in different states' crimes. There are penalties under the federal statutes about depriving people of a fair election, and it's just a matter of whether the local prosecutor, or local DA, or attorney general there would be willing to pursue that.
Are you at all encouraged by the fact that she seemed to be taken aback a little bit, that this didn't seem like something she was engaged in on a daily basis? Or is obviously the bigger story is the fact that she helped her do it ultimately, but what do you make of the fact that she didn't exactly seem super ready for that idea?
Anything other than her saying this is a problem, don't do it, is problematic. It's no defense to say, well, she was unaware, because we've got tapes across the country that we're in the process of releasing that show that really nobody said this is a problem, we can't help you with this. It's always, we'll look the other way, we'll keep our mouth shut, here you go, not a problem. And at the highest levels locally, the people who run these offices, not having an ultimate problem with it, I think is criminal. And it doesn't matter what happens until they actually give you the ballot, actually help you vote twice. So she actually went ahead and decided to do the wrong thing. And I think that the expectation here is that she just says, no, you can't do that. I'm not going to help you with it. Not go ahead and encourage her to lie about it.
We're talking with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. And James, we mentioned the videos before where you were able to get, or at least have the chance to get the ballots of folks that you shouldn't have because of the lack of voter ID laws. And, of course, most famously, you were able to get access to Eric Holder's ballot in Washington, D.C. You've also done videos on voter registration and absentee ballots. Is that an area with even more holes, or is that about the same as getting an actual ballot in person at the polling place?
Well, there are two different areas of voter fraud. I mean, absentee ballots, the Pew Center found 2.8 million people registered in more than one state. And just recently in Maryland, a congressional nominee in Maryland had to resign after it was found out she voted twice in both Florida and Maryland in the same election. New York Daily News found 46,000 people registered to vote in New York City and Florida. So it's a problem that exists. Is it actually something that's manifest? Well, that's why we're actually recording it and getting it on tape, because we believe that, you know, something is more manifestly damning when it's caught on tape for the world to see. Video speaks louder than the statistics and the studies. You know, 2.8 million people are registered in more than one state, and the next video that we're releasing later today to follow up on this is going to be someone who is actually in real life registered to vote in two states. Without, she doesn't want to be, but her old maiden name, they won't remove her from the rolls. So it is a problem, and it's not up to me to decide how to address the problem, but I simply want to expose it so that people know what the facts are.
James, in addition to what happened at the Houston Office of Organizing for America, the video also looks at voter registration efforts in New Jersey and Connecticut, and perhaps the most interesting part of that is how easy it is to get multiple registration forms if you present yourself as a Democrat, and how tough it is to get more than one form if you present yourself as a Republican. What happened there?
Yeah, and actually, in the case of the Democrat going up, it was actually, he said he wanted to vote twice, and he wanted his friends to vote twice as well, and she actually gave him multiple voter registration forms so that he could do that. When the Republican walked up, the Republican simply said, "I just want to register to vote. I just want to vote legally." And the local official expressed hesitation and said, well, these voter registration forms are valuable. So that was an interesting distinction. You know, say that you want to commit fraud and you get all the forms you want. Say that you just want to vote and the forms become valuable. But in every case that you see at all these voter registration events, we walked up and said we wanted to vote in more than one person, you know, more than once, and they always gave us the forms without question.
James, what type of reaction are you hoping for from Congress, from the Obama campaign? What are you hoping to hear?
I think the only thing that all those power structures you just mentioned can do is to try to downplay this and ignore it, because you can't really spin it. I mean, the official is doing something that is wrong. So my hope is to get the governors of these areas, the attorney generals, and the campaign itself to say that this is wrong, to admit that it happened and to say that it's wrong. And I think once they do that, then we'll be prepared to release our next high-ranking official in the campaign. I really have to play this sort of game with the media, because in every single case here, the media has really tried to cover up for what we've exposed by not taking our material seriously. So we're going to release one tape at a time and in this case challenge journalists to report the facts on this story and not lie and cover up for what we expose.
Well, we'll certainly be on the lookout for what you have to release later in the day and from beyond that. James, as always, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg.
James O'Keefe is the founder of Project Veritas. Find them at projectveritas.com. There you can see the video of the encounter at the Organizing for America office in Houston, as well as at voter registration efforts in New Jersey and Connecticut. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.